Yes, sir, what's your name, sir?
Daniel Vasquez.
Did you say?
Vasquez.
Daniel Vasquez.
Vasquez, sir.
Daniel Vasquez.
Vasquez. Anybody have him?
Daniel Vasquez, I don't know.
No, I do not.
Do you have him?
Yes.
Mr. Neal.
Mrs. Neal.
Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Okay.
Can you state your name and ABC number for the record, please?
Daniel Vasquez, 138-502.
Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners. I'm going to introduce the board. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Lincoln Onus, and to his right is the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the panel chair today.
With me and all.
Okay, prior to the hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or do you represent yourself?
I represent myself.
Okay, also, we have Mr. Osborne in the room. He's from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents parole office today. So I need to swear you and Mr. Osborne in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God, and do you so affirm?
I do affirm.
I do, sir.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Okay, and in phase one, I'm going to read the allegation that is on your warrant. There's only one. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. If you say it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Osborne and discuss it. So you understand it, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On your warrant, there's one allegation. It says it's failure to complete the Pima Reentry Center intensive treatment program, which is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision 12A. That is, in that you didn't complete the Pima reentry program.
Yeah.
On or about November 8, 2017. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, that's true. Based on the admission of Mr. Vasquez, I find that he was delinquent and violated the term of condition of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about lapsed in criminal ways or coming.
Sir. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, sir. Before we move into phase two, we're going to get some more information from Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Vasquez was released from DOC custody on September 29th of 2017. He was arrested on November 8th of 2017 to Tucson Regional Parole Office on a tech violation and was returned back to custody that same day with zero scan days with a community supervision end date of July 30th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012 dangerous drug violation, 6 years, and 2012 drug paraphernalia violation, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2003 burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2008 dangerous drug violation, 1 year. 2008 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2009, aggravated assault, 1 year, 9 months. And 2009, robbery, 1 year, 6 months. He's had four terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SCG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS completion, 4 months. 2008, TIS completion, 1 month, 2 weeks. And 2010, TIS completion, 3 months. He has a significant disciplinary history with multiple drug possessions, interrupting count, and theft noted. And since his return on 12/6/17, received a write-up for possession or manufacturing intoxicating substances. And also on 12/6/17, possession of a weapon, which was dismissed. He has other arrests, 1999, theft of means of transportation, AZ juvenile detention. And he has a community risk score of G6B7.
All right, the information we have is that you were released to the Casa Santa Clara. I can give you that halfway house at 3314 East Lotter Creek, Tucson. You were discharged from the program on October 12th of 2017, around October 13th of 2017. You were accepted in the penal reentry program, intensive treatment, the ITH program. So once you went into the PRC, why didn't you complete the program, sir?
Because I was continued getting high. Because I continued using, so kicking out.
Okay.
I left prison with a habit and I couldn't get sober. I kept on asking my PO, the counselors, anybody, you know, telling them that I can't get sober there. Everybody that was around me was giving me free drugs. I mean, I couldn't, there was no way for me to get sober at the time.
Okay.
I had asked repeatedly, can you guys put me in a separate room, somewhere around away from people, you know, just so I can get sober. And they're just like, well, all you gotta do is say no. And okay. I've been a drug addict for 25 years now, and I need help. I don't know how to say no.
Okay. Were you working at all while you were out?
I didn't have time to have a job.
Okay. On your programming, it shows that October 13th, you enrolled in the Penal Reentry Center Intensive Treatment Program, unsuccessful discharge on 11/8/17. Okay. So then your task history shows there's two negatives. There's two negatives, and then you had one, two failure to submit. Four oddities for amphetamines, and then you have three for opiates and one for THC. So that's obviously you do have a drug problem. This is kind of mixed up. What's your drug of choice?
My drug of choice is heroin. I got placed on methadone while I was in the PRC program, and that helped me drop heroin.
Okay.
And like I was saying, that there are people around me that were just like, here, you want this? And me being the drug addict that I've been for the past 25 years, didn't know how to say no. And I told my PO, I told the counselors, I told the people that were running the place that I need help. I can't get sober here.
Okay, so that.
I
So that's your main issue, is that you were placed in a halfway house that had way too much drug activity going on, and you couldn't say no to it?
Exactly.
I don't know why you might not have been moved, but I know that they have to have bed space, and if they're going to put you in a different halfway house or different program. But the PRC is supposed to be a pretty good program.
Yeah, I had no problem doing the programming, everything, but the only problem was, my problem was, I couldn't get sober.
Right, okay, yeah. So it wasn't a bad program, it was a bad location for you.
Exactly.
Okay. I understand that since you've been reincarcerated, you had a couple of tickets for major violation, and one was a...
Yeah, the two tickets that they got, they found hooch in my house, and they tore a piece of the duct vent out, and they tried to charge me with a weapon for that. That's why that one got dismissed.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to see if any of the other board members have any questions at this time. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir, I'd just like to note that while in the PRC program under supervision, he was given multiple chances. And he does say that, you know, there are drugs around, but no matter what program we would send him to, whether it be a TLC, Changes, MRC, V-Break, there are always drugs around, and it's that one person's choice not to do the drugs. And then, again, upon return, was written up for manufacturing intoxicating substances. I just wanted to note that, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Vasquez, we're coming to the end of your hearing here. We want to give you an opportunity to tell us anything else that you would like to before we go into discussion and make our determination. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
All right. Since I've been locked up November 9th, I've been sober. Yeah, I did catch a ticket for manufacturing the hooch. If you guys could look at my receipts of my incoming money, I have no money. I haven't had any money on my books, so I need to do something to make money. I've learned that if that's not the right way to go about making money, and I know every other time I've been on parole, I've always successfully completed it. This time I got out with a habit, and I was having problems getting sober, right away. And when I first met my PO, I told her, look, I have a drug problem, I need help. She put me in that program, and it didn't work out because people were constantly saying, here, give me drugs. No, give me drugs. I didn't want drugs, but the drug addict did. Now, I got a 9-year-old son out there that needs me out there. And I know I should have made better decisions when I was released back in September, but like I said, I had a drug problem. Right now, I've been sober a month and a half now, 2 months. I think I just have some information to borrow.
Okay. All right, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. We're talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. So we just ask you to stay on the phone, but remain silent. And I'll get back with you in a few minutes when we've made our decision. Okay?
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Well, we have a gentleman here that definitely has a drug problem at this point in time, or had one. And with the opiates and such, it is a tough thing to get rid of. But like Mr. Osborne said, everybody makes choices, and you have to make the right choices. but I'm also very concerned about the two tickets he got while he bit back in there. They're manufacturing the intoxicating substance goes along with the drug use, but if he's, what he says is true, he made it, he didn't use it. But the weapon, that's, you know, a lot of times it's a point of view. I own something, I have it, I don't think it's a weapon. I get stopped by the police or somebody else questions it, and that is a weapon, just like a motor vehicle. It could be a weapon or it could be a car. So anyway, I'm inclined to revoke Mr. Vasquez's community supervision, and hopefully during his remainder of time between now and July, we'll get some programming, get some drug abuse programming in AA, those kind of things. But I'm willing to listen to any discussion from Mr. Kenneth.
Just a quick follow-up, and that is, I certainly feel for Mr. Vasquez. It sounds like that he's been very candid about his problems with drugs. He said he was a 25-year drug addict, and if my math is correct, he's been sober for the last 48 days, which I commend him for. I think the problem is something that was already made reference to by Mr. Osborne, and that is that he has to make a very firm commitment to himself if he's going to turn that corner. Otherwise, he's going to end up in that revolving door. And I hope he really does take advantage of this time to put together a plan for his treatment.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, well then, with that said, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Vasquez, as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or about to lapse in criminal ways for company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Vasquez, we have voted to revoke your community supervision, but you will be released July 30th of this year. And at that time, we won't have anybody looking over your shoulder. So we will all be up to you at that time. There's nobody to point you in the right direction but you. Between now and then, give me your CO3 and see if you can get some drug abuse classes, some programs like that. The AA and the NA courses are really pretty good. Get some more of your mind in the right direction so that when you get out and there's nobody there to lend a helping hand but you, you can find people that will help you, but they can't help you unless you're willing to help yourself. It sounds like you're real close to being there. And I understand what you're talking about as far as it's presented to you. It's hard to say no sometimes, but you have to learn to say no. We do wish you all luck in the world, but you're going to have to, you know, do most of the work yourself.
All right.
So this hearing has ended. Please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Yeah.